plant stem cells actually matter, and the final product of these actually matters a lot. And so this became a little bit famous or infamous about 10 years ago, where it was argued that stomata are the most influential cell type on the planet. And you know, you might argue that human brain cells are a fairly influential cell type, but you know, we can't live without these, and plants can probably live without our brain cells. So this is probably one of the most influential cells on the planet because of its function, because of this function in taking in carbon dioxide and releasing water vapor. And so this was so not to be outdone 10 years ago. Now it is not only arguably the most influential cell on the planet, but at the center of a crisis in water availability and crop production that we expect to see over the next few decades. All right, so just a reminder of why we care about these. So this is that portal from which carbon dioxide enters from the atmosphere into the plant. It gets fixed into sugars. We eat that. Water vapor and oxygen come out. So plants absolutely are dependent on this. It helps them get the carbon dioxide. It also helps them bring water. So plants don't have a vascular system. They can't pump things around. They actually have to evapotranspirate. So water is in the soil, comes up through the plant, and by evaporating at the top, that brings the water up. It also helps to keep the plant cool, like sweating. Okay, so you're going to watch this loop a couple of times. I'll explain what it is in a moment. But that's what one plant's stomata does. It's really important for that one plant. But if you start to think about all of the stomata, so there's millions of stomata on each plant, and there are millions of plants, and there's millions of acres. If you start thinking about the activity of all of those stomata, they're actually driving our climate cycles. So if you think about imagine the entire water content of the atmosphere, that's being recycled through stomata twice a year. 30% of the carbon that's in the atmosphere is coming in through stomata. So they have a massive effect on the climate. And so this thing that you've been watching in yellow is actually CO2, and in green is vegetation. And